Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's April 10th, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I understand from what we have been reporting in our emails that the spiritual battles around Ellsworth, Maine, Easter Sunday were intense. Can you describe them?
Intense, Alora, is not a word to describe this. Horrible, insane, terrible, endless is the words that you have to describe these with. I mean, these foul creatures just would not give up. The battle started at true midnight Sunday night and did not end till sunrise Monday morning. Over 24 hours of attack after vicious attack after vicious attack. They just kept coming. Demons from all over the world. They were absolutely determined to break our power, to destroy the kingdom of God, to drive us from the field and go in and devastate the energy that has been raised in Ellsworth. Three times during the battle, the light faded in the kingdom of God. It didn't go out completely, but it dimmed quite a bit, and that showed the tremendous amount of power that we were using. Fortunately, our allies poured in more power and refreshed us, but it was horrendous, Laura. It was simply horrendous. And that they got through and caused Demetrius's chair to break here in your home and for him to fall and hit his head on the wall and twist his leg, which shows how enormous that their power is. We cannot believe that they are still generating such power. But yes, Alora, the battles were horrible. They were simply horrible. They are simply beyond description.
I understand, Nazarene, that if we hadn't raised all this power in the last few weeks, you would have failed. Is this true?
Absolutely, Alora. If everything hadn't gone absolutely perfectly, we would have been driven from the field. Without that power that you have raised in the last few weeks, yes, indeed, the kingdom of God would have been defeated. There is no question of it.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back. Nazarene, I understand that animals, both wild and domestic, joined you in this battle and were a major part of your success, especially horses. Is that true?
Absolutely, Alora. If God had not brought forth his other creatures, the creatures of the field and the creatures of the woods, to join us in this battle, we would not have succeeded. As I have said, everything went together perfectly for us to succeed. If one thing had not worked, we would have failed. And God sent his creatures to join us, and they did a fantastic job. And as you say, the horses were an instrumental part of our victory. They appeared saddled and with lances, and those who were used to riding horses into battle grabbed them up and called to horse, and became cavalry. And time again, these brave fighters and these magnificent animals charged into the attacking demons, breaking their ranks and keeping them from hitting us in mass, and gave us the battle, because if they had not broken those charges time and time again and kept the demons from hitting us in one tremendous wave, they would have overwhelmed us. So these magnificent animals, and many of them were severely wounded and taken from the field to heal, were as much of a part of this battle as any of the angelic warriors. This was an incredible night, Alora, an incredible day, and it lasted all day. And if not for these magnificent creatures, we would have lost. They stood with us, and they fought with us, and they gave us the battle. There is no question of it.
God works his wonders in mysterious ways, Nazarene, and congratulations on your victory.
We have not won the victory, Alora. We have won a battle. When man turns against those that are sodomizing God's children, then we will have the victory. When they build God's holiest of all in Ellsworth, then we will have the victory. But we have won a magnificent battle. God sent his power and his glory and gave us his strength. And we have won a battle, and it will be remembered for all time.
We'll be back again.